Hey, thanks for joining us for today's reading from the Our Daily Bread devotional. It was written by Wynn Collier, and he called it Blessing in the Tears. I received an email from a young man in England, a son who explained that his father, only 63, was in the hospital in critical condition, hanging on to life. Though we had never met, his dad's work and mine shared many intersections. The son, trying to cheer his father, asked me to send a video message of encouragement and prayer. Deeply moved, I recorded a short message and a prayer for healing. I was told that his dad watched the video and gave a hearty thumbs up. Sadly, a couple days later, I received another email telling me that he had died. He held his wife's hand as he took his final breath. My heart broke. Such love, such devastation. The family lost a husband and father far too soon. Yet it's surprising to hear Jesus insist that it's precisely these grieving ones who are blessed. Blessed are those who mourn, Jesus says in Matthew 5:4. Jesus isn't saying suffering and sorrow are good, but rather that God's mercy and kindness pour over those who need it most. Those overcome by grief due to death or even their own sinfulness are most in need of God's attention and consolation, and Jesus promises us they will be comforted. God steps toward us, His loved children. He blesses us in our tears. Our scripture reading today is taken from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Let's pray. God, someone right now is filled with grief and sorrow over the loss of a loved one. Would you please give them comfort and help them to experience your presence and peace, even in their tears, in a very palpable and real way? And it's in your name that we pray, Jesus. Amen. Thanks for joining us for this word of encouragement today. My name is Wes Ward, and it was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.